Welcome back to fucking, what do we call it again?
Crazy Cat Conversations.
Yeah, this is Big Cat.
And I'm Duchess Zane.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, baby.
How you doing today?
I'm good. Great day. Went on a run. Fucking smoked my friend. He's listening to this. Yes, nigga, I did it. Just twice. And went to class. You did the vampire laugh again. I'm gonna have a motherfucking garlic.
Look, man, I have different laughs. I talk different ways. This is what it is.
Okay. And we lie different ways.
We lie? You know what? You're right. We not French. we do lie in different ways.
To protect people's
feelings.
Of course. Because feelings are important.
But are you protecting feelings when you lie? Or are you doing more damage by lying?
Or omitting the truth. I believe I do.
Okay.
I believe we do.
I think
and
so.
And we not French.
We not French.
We are not.
I definitely think that it's a disservice to any party involved to try to lie for sake of sparing feelings. I think that lying goes into perpetrating a fraud. You know?
Are you trying to segue into something else?
I mean, I think that sometimes we unintentionally lie. I think we perpetrate something because we think that's what we want to be. But when we see the reality of the responsibility that comes with it, we're like, ooh, maybe we need to adjust. And some people might take that as a lie or an abandonment of responsibility or something like that. But maybe you just...
Can I just come out and say it?
All right. So let's talk about it then.
All right, cool.
How, my love, how do you determine when dealing with secondary or tertiary partners whether or not that connection is intended to be a play partner setup or more of a polyamorous partner setup? Or how do those two look different to you?
It's all based on time. I think, in my opinion, if you really want to become more than just a play partner, then somebody that just fuck around, somebody then, you know, just share time, you need to input that time. You definitely got to put in the work. Coming right out of the gate, as soon as you meet somebody and you expect them to kind of be a martyr for your feelings, it's not...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not the way to go. It's actually does more damage than good.
I think that sometimes people might come out the gate like that because that's the impression that they're given out the gate. You know? Like, come to me. I'll be here for you. You know? Because it helps you to have access to them and create a comfort level with them.
Yeah, but maybe people take that shit the wrong way because hypothetically, if I said that to somebody, hey, I'm here for you, that doesn't mean I'm here for you 100%.
Well, like, that doesn't mean that someone instantly gets to monopolize your time. That's not what that means.
Does that mean that somebody gets to fucking nag me?
We're not talking about nag. Okay, so I think let's backtrack. Let's start with, what do you think a play partner looks like? A situation is, what does that look like?
A play partner is somebody that comes around, you come around, and you get to share great memories, sexually, whatever kinky stuff that you want to do. You know, there's
rules, a friendship to it.
Like, there's definitely a friendship to it, you know?
But there's not, per se,
an obligation.
There's not an emotional obligation.
Yes, please.
You know where you stand with that person? They know where, you know.
Me? Do I know where I stand? I know where I stand with...
Oh, I'm not talking about anyone specific. Or okay, do you have do a specific person in mind? Because I don't.
Shout out to Tara.
Well, I think... okay, so if a play partner... Let's sum it up and say a play partner is a friend you share good times with. And you have an understanding about, you know, intimacy levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that differ, in your opinion, from an amorous partner?
Uh, Kat, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cop out right after these short messages. And we're back.
So, Big Kat, it occurs to me that perhaps you didn't know exactly how to define a polyamorous partner or connection.
Yeah, I'm a little bit dumb on that.
No one's dumb. You just not haven't learned yet.
All right, teach me then.
I mean, I'm not an authority, but I would say that in terms of more of a polyamorous connection, you want something more meaningful. It's not just a sex-based connection. You want to connect romantically and emotionally to someone.
Right.
I think that the major difference between like just a play partner and a polyamorous type of partner is the emotional obligation.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I just realized something.
What's up?
For starters, I did not leave the oven on. It's just something that I just realized.
I'm done with you.
You did it again.
I can't help it.
The vampire laugh. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
Oh, my God. So yeah. What did you just realize, though?
Mate, I've chosen the wrong labels.
Really?
Yes. For a satellite partner of mine.
Okay. What makes you feel like that?
You just explain polyamory.
Oh, so basically the definition just like was like, can we do like Looney Tunes, like a light bulb? Like, old school, ding, ding.
Yeah, well, it was like a, you know how in the old cartoons, it turns into a light bulb and then it like falls and breaks the head?
You know what I mean? That shit just bust you on top of your head?
Oh, yeah, I'm bleeding right now.
Don't, come here, big package.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went there. Well, now, can I ask this question? Or that leads me to another question, should I say. Why do you think... Well, was it that you just didn't understand and that's why you may have made that mistake? Or do you think it was because there was a lack of communication around expectations and things?
I believe it's the latter. Yeah.
Care to elaborate?
Well, I feel like I came with open arms and, you know, all this was just meant to be was good vibes, good dick, and good advice. And I guess...
I'm here for that.
The partner, which I'm dealing with, shout out to Tara, saw this and kind of unloaded on me all this emotional... I'm not gonna say burden, but all this emotional stuff that I am not...
Kind of began to demand.
Yeah, I don't have the bandwidth for it. And I believe it is unfair.
That's real, honestly. I think no matter at what point that you realize something in terms of like the people that you deal with, you have to be honest with yourself of what you are capable of doing, but also what you're willing to do. Because just because you're capable of doing something doesn't mean that you are willing to, and it doesn't mean that you have to.
Yeah, absolutely fucking not.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up, putting out play.
Look, baby.
We out here with the shtick.
I could eat 3 cheesecakes a day every day if I wanted to.
I would leave you.
Baby, I'd still be skinny. Well, point is, or fit. It's not about big or small. It's about fit. Boom, bow.
Boom, bow.
Boom, bow.
Shout out to all my BBWs out there.
You know I like them juicy, baby.
Yeah, I love juicy. I like them juicy pussy, baby.
So, moving on, though. Yeah. I could go on about some thickness, but that's not the topic today.
Yes.
The topic today is this. Understanding how to determine where a satellite partner fits in connection to you.
Yes.
I think also...
This definitely needs to be revisited. Definitely. Because I went into this not knowing how to handle... And I kind of took on a task.
A task? You want like...
Pretty much. It feels like a task because I took on something a bit more than I could chew, to be honest. And that's what I think we're man fuck up. Because we go in there thinking we're our dicks. And at the end of the day, women are emotional creatures. You might not be.
All human beings are emotional creatures.
Let me tell you something. Women are more emotional.
Well, you know what? I've encountered many an emotional man. So
Of course you have.
I think that it is unfair and it is like a gender bias for you to try to say that women are emotional creatures.
I'm not trying to be gender biased.
I know you're not, but you're saying men, women are... No. This individual is an emotional creature that you're referring to.
Yes.
I think that's more fair.
My apologies. Please don't cancel me on BuzzFeed and shit.
Well, that's why we here to balance each other out, baby.
Thank you. I'm really a jackass when it comes to this.
I mean, look, I don't want to say you're a jackass, but I mean, it's nice to hear that you understand that there's room for growth.
Obviously.
You know what I mean?
Because if I think I'm the shit, you know.
Nah, baby, you the shit. I'm the shit. I mean, look, you're a reflection of me. I'm the shit. We out here. This is what
we
do.
We out here shitting on each other.
Back to the original.
Yeah, scat and cast, baby. All right.
Stick to top.
I know. I joke around too much.
No, you don't joke around too much. I like jokes. Jokes are fun.
Shout out to James Cat.
James Cat. Yeah. AKA Cut Kitty. How you doing?
How you doing, baby?
But I just think communication and also education. I think that was something that when we decided to shift our polydynamic a bit, was an error on both of our parts.
Yes.
That we were not as educated in the way of how to handle jealousy, how to handle time sharing, how to handle prioritization, and things like that. These were all things that we probably should have had figured out a little bit better before we took that dive into the pool, you know?
Right.
But let's be cliche, you live and you learn.
Learn and then you live.
I mean, you got to live and learn. You know, yeah. You know the song.
Right, babe.
So what's the moral of the story? Educate, communicate, and define boundaries.
And actually differentiate between polyamory and play partners.
Yes. And differentiate what you want for a long-term trajectory or if there is even a potential for long-term.
Exactly.
Because maybe you know it's good for a season and good for a reason, you know?
What are we going to start a little... Nilly with Nilly rap group.
Oh, baby, that's it. I'm here for this Dr. Seuss flow of it all. How you like me now? One shoulder. Did you see what I did there? Ah, oh, damn. This isn't a visual platform. No one can see it.
I'm going to eat the phone.
Fuck you.
All right.
Well, any closing words?
I fucked up, and I will have to own up and fix this.
I think that that's big of you to...
Big cat,
big accountability.
Yes.
But I also think that let's make sure that this is a learning moment for the both of us.
Right.
I think we should take this as an opportunity to assess how we've been going and how we could be better and truly be more ethically non-monogamous.
Let's shake on that.
We gonna shake? Now you gonna read?
Shake.
We should read books together too. Oh, let's recommend books. More Than Two, yes.
More Than Two.
The Ethical Slut.
Right.
Okay. So those are like two of the most popular things in terms of like polyamorous relationships and whatever that everybody talks about. Start there. Talk to your friends. Talk to your community. If you have any questions, don't allow yourself to be taken advantage of one way or the other. You have the right to advocate for yourself. And people have the right to determine boundaries and be clear about what it is they need.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Any questions, comments, concerns, or gripes, bitches, or complaints, reach out to crazycatconversations@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I am Big Cat.
I'm Duchess Zane.
We're signing out.
Night-night.